Nicole, if you would, first of all, tell me what you do for John Deere.
I'd love to, Chuck. I am the project manager and copywriter for the combine cotton and planting seeding lines here at John Deere. I've been with the company for 4 years, and have enjoyed every single bit of it.
You've got a really interesting project that has just been kicked off. I'd like, first of all, to tell me a little bit about this project called Can Do.
Project Can Do is a project where John Deere is going to be constructing a life-size combine out of over 300,000 cans of canned food, and we'll be displaying the sculpture at the John Deere Pavilion beginning November 17th through December 17th. And then we'll be taking that food and donating it to the Riverbend Food Bank in Moline, Illinois. It's also an opportunity for us to celebrate the contributions that our farmer makes each and every day to helping feed the world and the growing population, which has just reached 7 billion and will be reaching approximately 9 billion by 2050. So it's important to draw attention to that. And then us as John Deere, it's important for us to continue to provide them with more productive and more efficient equipment like the S-Series combines that we're featuring in this sculpture.
That's a lot of cans that's going to go into this project. Where are you getting those? And, you know, are you having to be kind of selective in so that it fits into the whole design or what?
It's a great question. We've been fortunate to make a connection with Hy-Vee in the Iowa area, which is fits perfectly within that Quad City area, and they've been instrumental in helping us secure over 300,000 cans. And of those 300,000 cans, it was very specific. Let me back up. We're working with RTKL Associates in Chicago. They're the architectural firm who's helping us design and build this structure. So what they did is they broke it down and gave us a list of canned food by pallet. If you think of it by a paint by number, we had to have a certain amount of green beans and peas to represent the green, and then corn and such to represent the different colors in the combine. So we went to Hy-Vee and asked them for 40,000 cans of spinach, 40,000 cans of beans, and filled in down the list of what we need to build the structure of over 300,000 cans. So both of those companies have been really instrumental in moving this project forward and making it possible to happen, because it's not a small structure. It's 60 feet wide by 80 feet long and 16 feet tall, and it's at pace to possibly break a world record.
This just sounds like a very interesting project, and if consumers themselves can actually kind of play a part in it too, can't they, in terms of creating, I guess, what you're calling a virtual can?
Yes, absolutely. We put up a Facebook tab on our page. It's facebook.com/John Deere. And we go to that page. To the left, there's a link to Project Can Do. And when you get into that tab, you have an opportunity to interact with our Design a Can app. And what you can do there is upload a picture of yourself or your family, name, and submit that can, and we'll bounce it back to you, and you'll be able to share that on your wall, your tab, with friends. And then at the end of the project, we'll be putting it into a virtual mosaic. And for every can that's virtually designed, we'll be donating a real can to the sculpture. So it's a way of getting those audience members and consumers and customers who aren't able to come to the John Deere Pavilion and see the actual project, feel that they're a part of it. And along the way, we'll be updating the tab with pictures and time-lapse photography and possibly a live feed of the events.
You might have mentioned it, but what's your kind of deadline for getting the sculpture built, and then when would it be on display?
We're beginning construction on November 12th, and it will be completed on November 17th with the last can going up at the reveal. And then we'll be on display at the John Deere Pavilion from November 17th to December 17th.
How did you come up with this idea? Was this kind of a team effort, or how did this idea come to fruition?
It really was. Each year we're challenged to come up with new ways to announce our new products, and because this year we had 5 new S-Series combines, it was a big deal, and Richard and I got in a room, and we're a great team, and started brainstorming. Is there something bigger that we can do that might have a Goodwill component in it? And did some research and found a company called Construction who performs these competitions with these sculptures, and and contacted them, and they put us in touch with the architectural firm because we weren't for sure if this could actually be done. And again, RTKL has devoted several hours and manpower to helping us make this happen.
Well, thank you very much. I've been visiting with Nicole Schneider, talking about a great and interesting project that John Deere is in the process of called Project Can Do. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.